LJDH, le jour du hachoir, le journal du hard. Introduction sabotée, mais voilà. Donc, voici venir le jour du hachoir, voici venir le jour du pervers, voici venir le journal du hard. LJDH, Michel et Emmanuel Mangal pour vous servir.
Come down, sun's with my heart's not kind.
C'était le groupe finlandais Cerebrum Jacket Full of Malice en concert en 2024. Donc Cerebrum Jacket Full of Malice. Et il y a une compilation du groupe Cerebrum qui va sortir sur le label Memento Mori. En attendant, maintenant que le générique est un peu moins capricieux, voici le générique de l'émission.
Tu as encore le temps.
Tu n'es qu'un pauvre plat. Je vais te pulvériser.
Espèce de gros tas de viande blanche, je te tuerai.
Tu as tort de dire de telles sottises. Je t'abatte.
Vincent Crowley, La Muerte. We'll be right back.
It lives 50 feet beneath the streets. It's 36 feet long. It weighs over 2,000 pounds. It's killed 5 people already. And it's about to break out.
C'était les Belges de Black Shepherd. Et on va poursuivre avec... Allez, si on se mettait un petit Loud Blast. Petite pause, le morceau de Black Shepherd, c'était Evil Revenge.
Blood, blood, blood.
Loud Blast, Punishment to Come, et on enchaîne avec Varatron. Non, ça ne sera pas Death. Je disais donc, on enchaîne avec Varatron, Around Reich. Alors, à l'instant, c'est un groupe de death metal roumain également sorti chez Memento Mori. Ça s'appelle Putrid, P-U-T-R-E-D. Et je pense qu'ils chantent en roumain. Le titre du morceau, c'est Era Morbiditagi. Et l'album se nomme Megalith al Putrefactiei, donc oui, accent garanti bien sûr. Donc c'était le groupe roumain Putrid. Et on poursuit nous avec les Mexicains de Tenebrarum, Lilith.
Thank you.
Un peu de douceur death métallique avec Doc Tenebraum et le morceau Lilith.
In the basement of one of the country's leading medical schools, Dr. Edward Jessop, candidate for a Nobel Prize, is conducting the most dangerous experiment in the history of science, and the subject of the experiment is himself.
Ask him what kind of an experience I can expect.
What happens during these blackout periods is you get the feeling of phenomenal acceleration, like you're being shot out over millions, billions of years. Time simply obliterates.
I'm asking you to put the experiment off until we understand a little more in order to minimize the risk.
No way.
I'm really frightened.
What the hell was that?
We could be screwing around with this whole genetic structure. Now, how do we stop this?
Millions of years stored away in that computer bank we call our minds. We have got trillions of dormant genes in us, our whole evolutionary past. Perhaps I've tapped into that.
I'm a professor of endocrinology at the Harvard Medical School. I'm an attending physician at the Peter Bent Brigham Hospital. And I'm not going to listen to any more of your mumbo jumbo. I'm going to show you this to a radio.
Because I believe it, I want this thing stopped.
The most terrifying experiment in the history of science is out of control. We'll be right back.
Le groupe Thrash Sylvania. Le groupe Thrash Sylvania, comme je disais. Le morceau, c'est Hell Dance et c'est sur la compilation Thrashing Spain. Indicatif de l'émission maintenant. Le marqueur de l'émission Cosoleo Camille Lone Wolf and Cub c'est Cosoleo Camille Lone Wolf and Cub et Baby Cart, voilà. Donc le bourreau et l'enfant. Et on passe maintenant à Sacrilege. Le morceau qu'on a choisi pour vous, c'est Words of Words, pas Words, Words, donc des mots of God. We'll be right back.
Through the ages, the ancient monuments of Egypt have been hunting grounds for archaeologists, tourists, and grave robbers. One by one, the sacred tombs of pharaohs and queens have been violated, yielding their priceless treasures and occult mysteries. But the evil one, Kara, has slept undisturbed for thousands of years, waiting. Waiting for the awakening.
She must have killed thousands.
Kara must be forever alone. Do not approach Kara, lest your soul be withered.
The inscription was a warning for mankind. For all those who take part in her awakening are doomed. Charlton Heston, obsessed by the awakening, intrudes where no man should go.
I'm frightened.
Susanna York disobeys the ancient warning that threatens to destroy her.
You're going to try the ritual, aren't you?
Stephanie Zimbalist defies the deadly legend and brings forth the terror.
Help me!
The evil one must be forever alone. She must not live again. For 4,000 years, she has been silent and dead and waiting for the awakening. They thought they had buried her forever. We'll be right back.
C'était Atomica Yakuza.
Pretty, isn't it? The beaches of LA, playground of America. Until this beach turned into a living nightmare.
You said creature. Why did you use that word?
I don't know. What would you call it?
Blood Beach, man.
Yeah, right on.
Blood Beach.
The beach is a weird beat for us cops. You've got the kids, the old people, the street fiddlers, those singles, the crazies all lost in their own world. There was every form of human life on this beach.
Madras Bermudas, bleeding Madras. They were kind of old, but you know, they were his favorite pair. They were still in good condition.
But under the beach, there was this, I don't know, this horrible thing. And we still haven't figured it out.
What the hell are we looking for?
I don't know. But maybe if we dig deep enough, we'll find out.
We police always look for the obvious, but this wasn't normal. Nah, not even for California.
Doctors figure that there's been considerable brain damage.
How considerable?
Vegetable soup. When something like this is chasing you,
if it's human, or even if it's animal, it's got to have a